Hey guys, it's Elrod, and I'm going to do a podcast on sticks. Stay tuned. Sticks began in Chicago in the late 60s. They called themselves the Tradewinds at that time. The lineup included Chuck and John Pinozzo, who played bass and drums, and Dennis DeYoung, who was vocals and keyboards, and he was really the primary person in the band. He was one of the original band members and contributed, I believe, most of the songs to the band. By the 70s, they changed their name to TW4 and welcomed a pair of guitarists, James J.Y. Young and John Kuraluski. In 1972, they landed a contract with Wood & Nickel Records. Then they changed their name to Styx, S-T-Y-X. Now, Styx is from Greek mythology. It is a river that ran through the land of the dead in the underworld. It is also considered the river of hate and dominates the underworld. The river forms a border between the underworld and the world of the living. And this mythical river from Greek mythology does have real life references. The Acheron meaning stream of woe is what it really means. It's a river located in the Epirus region of northwest Greece. It flows into the Ionian Sea in Amudia. It was thought by ancient Greeks to have been a branch to the underworld River Styx. And that is what the name Styx means. In 1972, they released a self-titled debut album. Then in 1973, they released Styx 2. In 1974, they released The Serpent is Rising. And in 1975, they released Man of Miracles. While the albums and their nonstop touring helped the group build a substantial following locally, Styx failed to break through to the mainstream. But in 1974, DeYoung, who I told you was a prominent member of the band, penned the song Lady, originally from their second album. It started to get substantial airplay on a Chicago radio station. The song was soon issued as a single nationwide and quickly shot to number 6 on the singles chart. And here it is. Styx 2 was certified gold. And they decided to sign on with A&M for their fifth release, Equinox. Now, Dennis DeYoung is the singer in this song, and he wrote the song. His voice is the voice we relate to Styx with. Yeah.
Lady.
After the release of Equinox, Kurilewski abruptly left the band and was replaced by Tommy Shaw. And Shaw proved to be the missing piece of the puzzle. Now, they started to earn platinum certifications with their releases. In 1976, starting with Crystal Ball. In 1977, The Grand Illusion. In 1978, Pieces of Eight, and 1979's Cornerstone. These albums spawned hit singles such as Come Sail Away, Renegade, Blue Collar Man, Fooling Yourself, and Babe. And we're going to listen to my favorite Styx song right now, Come Sail Away. I so dig this song. Of course, Dennis DeYoung is the voice behind this incredible song. Had to do it, guys. Okay, so Come Sail Away was written by Dennis DeYoung and sung by Dennis DeYoung and was very personal for him. He wrote it about struggling to break through to the next level with Styx. As they grew, they were always the support acts and never the headliner. But with the release of Come Sail Away from their Grand Illusion album, they made it to the next level and became one of the top rock bands for the next few years. DeYoung says, basically, it's about getting to a better place. Okay, guys. Now, one of their other songs was Renegade. And here it is. Another cool jam. Yeah, baby. What an incredible jam. We can't listen to the whole thing because we have to move on. Another huge song of theirs was Mr. Roboto. Now this song was kind of out there to me. And I will tell you the meaning behind it. It was written, again, by Dennis DeYoung. And sung by Dennis DeYoung.
I am the modern mind.
Listen to the lyrics. Okay, so the meaning of Mr. Roboto, as I said before, Dennis DeYoung wrote it. The album Kilroy tells of a fictitious rock star named Kilroy. It's set in the near future. It's about a group called the Majority for Musical Morality and how they preach of the immorality of rock music. At one of Kilroy's concerts, they storm the stage and capture Kilroy and the other rock and roll stars and send them to jail. But Kilroy escapes, and in the end, the true meaning of the lyrics are hidden in the words by DeYoung. But he also says that it's thoughts of the average blue-collar worker. He educates the listeners about the workers are human inside, but on the outside, they're treated as subhuman, as if they only exist for the company's profit. And he has a point there. He's pointing out how working in a factory can be dehumanizing, and the ones at the top treat you as subhuman. He's saying there's no way for these workers to escape their jobs except through robots taking their place. And he's saying it's good so people don't have to be dehumanized, but bad because they may lose their jobs. And basically, his point is to say workers are getting fed up, and just wrap that all into one, and that's what the song's about. Okay, a couple other hits they had was Fooling Yourself and Babe. I'll play a teeny tiny bit of Babe, but we have to move on. I know a lot of you love this song, but frankly, I don't. just brings up a bad memory. So we're not going to listen to the whole thing. Okay, that's it on Babe. Sorry, guys. And it was a huge success for Styx. But in spite of the success, of course, there was tension within the group, specifically between Shaw and DeYoung. And like I said, Dennis DeYoung was a major, major part of this group. So those of you that know me, I'm very loyal to original members who contributed so much to groups. And then those that come in later and want to take over, I'm sorry. I have a very, very difficult time with that. But as the guitarist, Shaw wanted to continue in a harder rock-based direction while DeYoung sought to pursue more I'm not going to pronounce this right, but he wanted to be more dramatic, and he wanted to do a little bit more melodic sort of music. DeYoung eventually left the group for a short time, but then he returned. And guess what, guys? When he returned in 1981, the group released Paradise Theater, which was loosely based on the rise and fall of the Beautiful Theater. Paradise Theater became Styx's biggest hit of their career. It sold over 3 million copies in a 3-year period. And guess what? Dennis DeYoung wrote the song that made it a hit. Too Much Time on My Hands. And Dennis DeYoung sings this also. Okay, so DeYoung and Shaw were at it again. The band went along with DeYoung's ideas, but they didn't like it. In 1983, they had the album Kilroy Was Here with Mr. Roboto on it. However, this album led to the group's breakup. DeYoung was focusing on scripted dialogue and lengthy films instead of good old rock and roll. And in 1984, they produced their last live album. Then they went on hiatus. The band members pursued solo projects, which did okay. In 1977, they did a reunion tour, which was a sellout. This sellout gave them an entirely new audience, a new generation of fans. The group stuck together long enough to produce a new studio album in 1999 with A Brave New World. Then friction set in again. DeYoung developed an ailment that made him sensitive to light, and he had to take a break from the band to overcome this disorder. He did overcome it, but the band never reunited because of DeYoung and Shaw's disagreements. Then began lawsuits between the band members. Styx continued with a turbulent career and had an episode even on Behind VH1. The band continued with new band members. They toured regularly but didn't record much new stuff. Today, not Dennis DeYoung, the other Young that was in the band, and he was actually one of the original members. Him and Shaw are the only remaining ties to Styx, and that's not including DeYoung. DeYoung continues to tour solo and states if Shaw and Young asked him back, he'd go on a last tour with them, which I think would be an incredible idea because, come on, guys, he is a founding member of the band. He wrote and sang more than half of their songs. If it weren't for him, they probably wouldn't even be who they are, okay? But Shaw comes in later and think he's all... I'm sorry. This really irritates me. These guys who come in later and want to take over the band. Well, DeYoung was in it and started it. So Shaw needs to just button up, okay? DeYoung feels he was pushed out of the band, but he would be willing to do a final tour with them. But Tommy Shaw, who was the last band member to join the band, doesn't want him back. So DeYoung, who was a co-founder of Styx, is kind of like, hey, I'm here. If you guys want me, I'll go. But Shaw, nope, he's saying no. And Shaw is not even an original band member. He got lucky to be a part of this band. I have to tell you, they need to let him back. I'm very loyal to the original band members. And actually, you guys, Dennis DeYoung does his own individual tour. He's on tour as of 2021 through 22. So hey, if you're gonna support Styx, support the original Styx guy, and that is Dennis DeYoung. The other two Styx members, there's only one original one, and Tommy Shaw came in later, and I'm sorry, but you know what? He is not an original band member, and he did not contribute all that Dennis DeYoung contributed. Okay, guys, and that is my take on Styx. Elrod is signing off.